This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
This segment of Midday Mobile is called Time for a Checkup. My name is Dan Brennan, and with me is a longtime friend, Dr. Grant Sarzer from Alabama Orthopedic Clinic. Good to have you here, man.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good to have you here. Now, we realize, you know, when I visit your office, you've got all these degrees on the wall. Very impressive. But where, most importantly, where did you get that ever-vital Bachelor of Science degree?
A beautiful town on a hill, Dan.
Yes.
In northeast Georgia.
Yes.
In Athens, or the University of Georgia. And where did you go?
The University of Georgia.
Two Georgia fans in the state are together.
We're the ones that don't like the very end of most games. One game.
Right.
One game, right?
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Listen, welcome here.
Thank you.
We've had some other doctors talk about AOC and, of course, the reputation of Alabama Orthopedic Clinic. I don't even have to go on about that because the doctors there, the staff, everyone, highly regarded, and that's because of the work you've done. So the word is out in the community, and I guess you get that, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great brand because you've got such a great group of doctors and staff. You're exactly right.
So what does total joint specialist mean? That's what you are. So what are you?
Well, really, you go through all this school, medical school, residency, totals about 10 years, and then you spend an extra year focusing on some subspecialty or some specific area of the body. And for me, it's hip and knee. So I do hip and knee replacement. So partial replacement of the knee. Many people don't know that exists, but it does. Total knee replacement and then total hip replacement through an anterior approach.
Tell me about the partial. I've never heard of that before. I didn't know it did exist.
Well, I'll tell you, it's for if there's just one area of your knee that has arthritis instead of the entire knee.
Okay.
But it's a much faster recovery. And so it's great to see if you're a candidate for that and you really want to find someone who does a lot of those procedures, just like anybody. You want somebody who does a lot of them. And we're lucky to do a lot at AOC, and I do probably about 100 a year.
So let's talk again about you talk about someone being a candidate for operation or at least therapy of some sort, a chance for you to look them over and find out what needs to be done, right?
We're always going to start conservative. Exactly right. Therapy and all sorts of things. And so I think it's important people don't realize come in for a checkup, we may have a lot of options that don't include a scalpel or a needle. And so, but when it comes time for surgery, you're going to be in great hands.
So what are the signs that you need to, if it's not time for a total knee replacement, at least it's time to talk about what the symptoms are. What would they be?
Pain that's just really hurting your quality of life. And if you're not able to do what you used to be able to, walking is starting to become painful. At the end of the day, there's pain in that knee that while you're trying to go to sleep, you're tossing and turning, you're taking anti-inflammatories, you've tried a brace or other things. You don't have to accept that decrease in your quality of life. You've got some options.
And so what's the average age of someone that might come see you, or does it really vary more than I would think?
I'll tell you, I saw somebody yesterday, 41 years old, and
really?
He's a total knee replacement,
wow.
And I did a total knee replacement on someone 89 2 weeks ago. So there's a huge range, and really it's your symptoms and the disease on the x-ray that tell us what we need to do. And if you've got disabling pain, we want to make sure you're healthy and able to go through surgery, but age is not the most important determinant.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about outpatient surgery. And even, is there such a thing as outpatient total joint surgery, where your total joint replacement?
Exactly right. You get to go home the same day.
Let's talk about that. How you're able to work so efficiently, quickly, and where there's no hospital stay needed.
Well, it takes a team for sure.
Yeah,
and so
right.
You have great anesthesia doctors who can do great nerve blocks so that your pain after surgery is not as big of an issue as it used to be historically. And then also you've got surgeons who focus on these areas, so the surgery doesn't take as long. There's not as much anesthesia. And so everything's kind of efficient, but obviously first things first, we want an excellent result. Therapy comes down and sees you in the recovery room, lets you walk, make sure you're in good shape, and then you've got a phone number you can call. You've got direct access for if anything should come up. And we feel like we've got everything covered because the model exists throughout the country, and we're just bringing it here.
Time for a checkup with Dr. Grant Sarzer from AOC. Does your brother Taylor, when he sees an injury on the field, does he immediately call you, say, hey, bro, you might have a chance here?
My brother Taylor, a sports radio guy.
And SEC Network.
SEC Network, mm-hmm. Sirius XM. And, you know, he actually was on his show a few weeks ago about Tiger Woods.
Wow, interesting.
And I also talked about the time I beat him in golf lately, which I managed to sneak in.
I would think that was the first thing you told him, actually. So outpatient joint replacement does happen, which I think is absolutely remarkable. What is the recovery time and is it different considering if it's partial replacement? I would think it would be.
Right.
If it's outpatient, hip and knee, recovery time for each, different, yeah. Same?
They're different. So the partial knee, I've had people who were on a T-box 10 days after their surgery with all their buddies, and the buddies go, you canceled your surgery. And he said, no, I had it.
Wow.
And was playing golf. And I've had people go back to waiting tables in 10 to 11 days and come back at the other side done. And so a partial knee varies between 10 days and 2 or 3, 4 weeks. Depends on the disease, depends on the person, and there's a lot of factors. A total knee is more like 4 to 6 weeks and can go longer than that.
Still sounds quick to me, I got to tell you.
Well, we get you up and walking fast. The recovery starts immediately, and a lot of times we've done therapy before. The way I do a hip through the front, an anterior approach, you're walking that day and able to go home that day. And the recovery from that, usually at 10 to 14 days, you're no longer using a walker or a cane.
Interesting.
So the recovery is pretty quick.
So we're in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of interest in football.
There is.
And a lot of interest in a lot of athletics. So how about the guy that used to play 10 or 15 years ago? Does this catch up to them, and do you see those people at your clinic?
We see a lot of former athletes. Hmm. I see in my clinic for sure. I had a softball player yesterday who was 60 years old, and she had just worked really hard and played a lot of great sports, but her knees had taken a beating. And so now we're going to take care of her. But former athletes are real common in the clinic. And again, you know, there's some conservative things we can do first. And it doesn't always end in surgery, but if you need it, we're going to be prepared to do a great job.
Talk about the team before we wrap up. Talk about the entire Alabama Orthopedic Clinic, what it means to be part of that team, and what it means to you to understand that you're going to be able to give the best care out there because of the people around you.
Well, like, for example, my staff and my clinic are tremendous. I've got a nurse practitioner, Sam Wooten, and Janae Green's my head really nurse, and then Madison Lumpkin, my nurse with me. They make sure that your visit to the clinic is going to be streamlined, efficient, and worthwhile, and that all your questions are going to be answered, and we're going to make sure that whatever treatment is prescribed, they're going to get and feel comfortable about it and know what the next steps are, and a plan A, a B, and a C. And without them directly taking care of everyone, but it starts at the front desk. We have a great front desk that's going to, you know, meet you with a smile.
Sure, yeah.
And then we've got pod runners who are going to take you throughout the building. We've got a great x-ray team who's going to take a great x-ray of the right spot. And so it is a village, and it's really a family at AOC.
Excellent. Thank you for dropping by, and thank you for educating us on what you do and on Alabama Orthopedic Clinic as well. I know it's quite a place.
My pleasure, Dan. Go Dawgs.
You got it, my man, Dr. Grant Zarzur, University of Georgia. And it's time for a checkup.